Good evening. Hello, everyone. This is Benjamin. Welcome to New Beginnings Radio. This is the Thursday night broadcast. It is January the 21st, 2016. Do you realize we're 3 weeks into the new year? Yeah. Here we go. There's no slowing down. These horses want to run. Absolutely. We are taking off into 2016 like a rocket here. And with the events that are taking place in our world, and the events that are taking place right here in America, I would say that it's trying to go into warp drive, wouldn't you? Okay, welcome. Glad to see you here. Thanks so much to each and every one of you that takes the precious time out of your schedules to be on the radio broadcast live here with us on New Beginnings. As I say so many times, most of the people listen to the replay, the recording, just because of that. There are scheduling conflicts and things like that, but we have a dedicated group of individuals that take the time out of their schedules to be here live on each and every one of the radio broadcasts, and I just like to say appreciation, give a little thanks to them all along the way. It encourages me greatly, gives me a lot of oomph and a lot of, just inspires me to give it my best, put it out there, and, you know, look to the Lord and let Him make this radio broadcast everything that He wants it to be. It is His broadcast. It's not ours. We don't claim the ownership. We don't try to make it anything of our own thinking or whatever. We invite the Lord Jesus to be right here in the middle of it. And whatever He wants, that's what we try to follow. And in the course of it, you know that we've had broadcasts before where that He's actually changed the direction of the broadcast. In mid-stride, we've had a lot of special broadcasts. We as a matter of fact, on Sunday night, it was pretty much of one of those type of broadcasts. We had the last half of the broadcast was pretty much changed. The content and the part of the broadcast that I had thought in my mind to do was kind of just put aside, and the Lord had me talk about the Father. Yeah, we had a very special time talking about our Father, our Heavenly Father, and all that went with that Sunday night. And folks, you know, I'd like to just share real quickly, not take a lot of time. I went to bed Sunday night, and I just had this wonderful sense. The Father just wrapped me up in His arms, and I slept like a baby. I rested. I was at perfect peace. It was just absolutely wonderful. So, you know, Scripture tells us if you'll draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. And that's exactly true, and that's exactly what took place. Okay, Thursday night, here we go. Busy, busy things happening all along. First thing I want to mention, I like to touch on the Hebrew calendar. We talk about it in depth once in a while, but usually just on the broadcast. Especially a couple of broadcasts ago, I mentioned that we're in the 11th month on the Hebrew calendar. This is the calendar that starts with Passover in the spring. This year, I also mentioned there will be 13 months. There will be an Adar-1. There will be an Adar-2. So that's something to think about this year to put in there with the mix with everything else that we're kind of studying and looking at. And I brought up that we're in the 11th month. Yeah, and I took it back to the book of Deuteronomy. Yeah, we went to the very first chapter, and we saw how that in the 40th year, remember Israel, they journeyed out there. They were wandering in the wilderness that 40 years. A lot happened. There were a lot of things that took place during that time. And towards the end of that 40 years, God had said that that older generation would pass away, and they were passing away. And the Lord said, you've gone in the circles enough. This thing about being down there around Mount Seir, there's an area called Kadesh Barnea they had been in. And they left, and they went on the eastern side of the Jordan River, came up upon Sihon and Og. Yeah, we talked about the battle. We talked about this tremendous victories. Folks, you know, we read this in the Bible. You don't get the full concept of what happened unless you do some studying. You've got to do a little extra curricular reading. You've got to do a little extra by way of research to appreciate when the Bible just tells us there was battles and that Moses won and defeated them and everything. That's just a small, short story of it. And we went on from there, how that they were in the plains of Moab. And Moses, this book of Deuteronomy, begins the rehearsal of all the things to the new generation. the sons and the daughters, the ones that the moms and dads and grandfathers, they said, if we go in, you know, we're like grasshoppers. They're going to defeat us. They're going to take our sons and daughters and make them slaves and all of this. Well, that same generation, Moses rehearsed everything. The entire book of Deuteronomy relates all of that. 11th month, 40th year. That was a fullness of time. That was a coming of full circle. And I like to bring that to today. We're at a fullness of time. Yeah, we're very definitely at a fullness of time. And many things are happening. We've talked about quite a bit here on New Beginnings Radio with the kingdom and the different things that are happening in the kingdom and how God's bringing things together. We do stand amazed at how, you know, we look at New Beginnings. We look at our individual walk, our individual journey with Christ. We find how that it was just miraculous and amazing, the things he's done in our personal lives. And then he began to bring people together and connect people. And he began to bring us together on a radio broadcast and where we are, where we came from, and how that it continues. It continues to come together. He has things by design that are still waiting in the wings. We have one of those tonight, as a matter of fact. we'll get to that in just a moment. I'm very excited tonight about the broadcast. We do have a very special guest tonight. We will get right over there. I'm not going to delay too long with the introduction and too much of the current events here. We're going to get right on over to our guest. I did want to mention about the weather. There are some of us that do live up and down the eastern seaboard, definitely. And I'm sure most of you have seen the weather watches that are out for the next couple of days. You know, in the middle of the week here, Wednesday, you know, we had they made a really big deal out of the weather forecast, and especially here in Georgia, and it didn't quite pan out. It didn't really get as severe, nowhere near what they thought it would do. So now, you know, they're kind of easing into this as far as tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, even into Sunday. But don't take it lightly. Those of you who live in the eastern United States, up and down the eastern seaboard, there are several states that have already declared their state of emergency ahead of time so that they can get the necessary equipment and resources in place to deal with the storm that's coming. And they're expecting some power outages and different things. I was speaking to some people up, you know, north of Georgia in other states today, and they had already, you know, they were making sure they had a little wood supply and had their candles or lamps, whatever they're going to do if the power goes out, cooking arrangements and things like that. And they were quite prepared and ready. So, you know, they were going to be really toasty and have a really good time. They were going to enjoy, you know, if the cooler weather and all that was going on, they were going to make something good, something family oriented, you know, come together as a family and just enjoy that time together. And with their preparations, they won't have any problem with heat or food preparation or lights or anything like that. So tonight, that's a little word. You know, there's always a few folks that miss the headlines or miss the weather forecast and things, so I just like to put it out on the broadcast. We do have a really severe winter storm warning and winter warning of icy conditions, snowy conditions, and they're comparing this to other severe storms that have come in the past, especially up into Virginia and Washington, D.C. area, and all around New England. Okay, and then I want to mention real quickly, we've been breaking ground with a New Beginnings International Phone Conference. This is a separate service from Start Meeting. We do it on Uber, U-B-E-R. It's Uber Conference out of California. We've had two conferences so far. They've been successful. We've really enjoyed them. They are fulfilling everything that we had hoped, and even more. We're looking at those to have a lot more potential. This New Beginnings International Conference is basically, it's a toll-free number whereby that individuals in other countries, particularly right now, Canada, and can call in, and we can actually have a phone conference, you know, just like you and I chatting on the phone. The people that are international, we don't get to do that very often. You know, you have to go on the computer, do Skype, or you have to set up some kind of international calling or whatever, and there's usually some significant fees that go along with that. So we found this conference for just a low monthly fee. We can have a toll-free number. We can have up to 100 people on a conference, and we can have up to 5 hours. I mean, you know, that 5 hours is a long time. We're trying it out. We are trying it out, though. We have, the first conference was like 3.5 hours, and we had a conference last night that was 4 hours. Yeah, yeah. I know folks out there in the natural world, they look and they say, what in the world do you talk about for 3.5, 4 hours? Well, when you get folks who love Jesus together, and when you get people together that are kingdom-minded, and they have a lot to share, and they're basically cut off, you know, we often say that to find somebody else that we can talk about the kingdom with is like trying to find the needle in the haystack, because many folks that have had this experience of being called out, and they've begun this journey, this special journey into the kingdom, it didn't take us very long to find out that other folks weren't seeing that, weren't experiencing that, and had no idea what we were talking about. So yeah, when we find another kingdom-minded person, we just go nuts. Yeah, we fellowship, we share, we just kind of get excited, we just have a great little time of getting together and connecting. So that this conference is very much along those lines, to bridge the gap internationally with New Beginnings Radio. And we're calling it the New Beginnings International Conference. We will, so far, we're doing Saturday afternoons, 2 p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time. We will have our next conference this Saturday, today's 21st, the 23rd, January 23rd, 2 p.m. in the afternoon, we'll have another New Beginnings International Conference. And as I mentioned before, those of you that wish to participate in it, notify me by email. Let me give you the toll-free number privately. I don't, like I said, we want to keep that number secure. We don't want to just get it out there for, you know, people on the internet and things. It can get really crazy and hairy sometimes as far as what you run into. So we're keeping that number. Treat it just like your own phone number. And I've asked that each of you that have that number would, if someone else wants to participate in the conference, refer them to me, and I'll screen that and go through it and give them the number and everything. So we're excited, very excited about the international part of the conferencing. It's working, folks. It's like so many things. Like I said, we have a special guest tonight. The Lord is bringing, our God is bringing some new things. You know, you look around and say, well, what's a phone conference? Oh, what's this? You know, you could belittle it if you would. But when you walk by faith and your life is in Christ, in other words, you're not living according to the beat of the drum of this world. These types of developments and these kinds of things where God opens doors and brings opportunities and brings people together are very exciting. It's the kingdom. That's where, if you want to see structure, if you want to see something you can see, touch, and handle, these are the types of things that are exactly that, the physical structuring of the kingdom as the Lord brings it together on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah. Who? What kind of people? Any person? People from all over the world, people of all lands, nations, and tongues, people of every background. This is wide open. I talked about when I grew up as a young boy in the little community church that we went to, we would have a special service every so often, and it was Come As You Are. So, yes, New Beginnings Radio, and this that the Lord's doing with the kingdom is Come As You Are. Yeah, Come As You Are. Absolutely. And it's those of like precious faith. That's one of my favorite little small tidbits out of the Bible. You hear me quote that quite a bit. Those of us who are of like mind and of like precious faith have come together. And I love that in Malachi where it said, those who love the Lord spoke often one to another. And the Lord heard it and he wrote it in a book. Yeah. How about that? Okay, moving along. One other thing that I wanted to mention tonight. We will, on another broadcast, we'll talk about some of these a little bit more. But please, extremely please, in other words, as much with urgency as I can express, this situation that's going on in Oregon, please pray. And I'm not, you know, on the previous broadcast, we've said, don't do your regular prayer. This is urgent prayer. This is warfare prayer. This is prayer where, you know, you talk about where you pray the heavens down. You bombard heaven with your prayer. You go into spiritual warfare with your prayer. This with Oregon. And, folks, you know, Benjamin and me in this with New Beginnings Radio. This isn't about taking sides. It's not about getting on a stump. We're not activists. We're not, you know, nothing of the sort. But it's about truth. It's about justice and oppression. It's about what the real conflict in our nation is all about. And the real conflict in our nation and the world is a spiritual one. It's a conflict, and, you know, I boil it down. I tell you that I just bring things really common sense down to earth. It really boils down to the fact of if a person really wants goodness and light in his heart, that which comes from God, or whether they're going to turn their heart over to the darkness and the evil. And that's the warfare. And it's really hard to distinguish the battle lines. You can go into a workplace, or you can go even to Argonne, or you can go anywhere, and that line of division is going to be jagged through there, right up the middle through every group. Those that are going to have that tendency of darkness, and those that are going to sell themselves out to light, to Jesus, they're pushing for it. Yeah, you know, we could sit down and try to be judgmental and say, oh, that person's not so godly. Look at them. Look what they do. But, you know, they're reaching for it. And the Lord said, if there's any of them, no matter if they just came and brought a cup of water in the name of a prophet or whatever, they would in no wise lose their reward. So, you know, that's what we're praying about. We're praying about righteousness. We talked about that. We talked about the holiness and the spiritual warfare. And we talked about purity and that witness to the truth. And we talked about having to draw a line. Each of us individually, if you're going to take a stand for Jesus, or if you're going to take a stand for truth or anything like that, you're finding that you will have to engage the enemy, and you will have to draw a line in the sand. And then that's where it really becomes real, very real. Those of us who are doing that and have been doing it for years, it's just second nature. It's just our second nature, you know, to we've established those boundaries and those foundations and that line in the sand. And God has prospered us. God has more than prospered us. He's blessed us. He's caused us to move forward. He's just opened many, many doors and many, many years of miraculous stories and things of how we came to be where we are right now. So, yes, we're looking at our situation in our nation, world situation. We're going to God in prayer. And, you know, we've talked about all that. Not going to regress and go over that right now. We want to move forward to our special guest. We have a very important individual, a gentleman today, and I have shared this story on New Beginnings Radio probably several times, how that back in May of 2015, one of you, precious dear lady from South Carolina, totally as a surprise, I didn't know anything about it, I got a card on my birthday in the mail, and opened that card up, and lo and behold, there was this kingdom talent, this silver kingdom talent attached to the card. And I looked at it, and I had to look at it again, and I had to look at it again, and I took it, you know, I took it off of the card, I took it loose from the tape, and took it off the card, and I held it in my hand, and I just looked at it, and my mouth just fell open. I told you, I shared all this with you, and I shared the story how that in the early 1990s, in researching and the Lord teaching me, you know, I said told me that he would take me like a child, step by step, and teach me about the coming kingdom and about the real gospel and about Jesus and everything. And he had showed me that there would come a time when the gold and silver that rightly belongs to God would become the kingdom, gold and silver. And when I saw this and I saw the kingdom talent, it just, I don't know, it went all over me. My jaw dropped. I had to get in touch with the person that sent it. I had to find out where it came from. I got all the information. She sent me the information, and I got in touch with a lady named Diane Conway. And I knew before I even asked the question that this was brought about by God. No man, not the man's reasoning nor the man's wisdom or anything brought this about, but God in his own plan, in his own design, brought this about. And you know how God works. God works by design in you and I and others like us. And he worked in a man named Martin Powell. And that man is with us tonight, and I have the distinct pleasure of bringing him to you and introducing him as a guest. So by way of introduction, let me just give you a short introduction. And folks, those of you here on New Beginning Radio, I want to I want to take a minute. I want you to realize, stop, you know, let's just not push through and rush through this thing, you know, and have a broadcast. This is a special moment. This is a God moment. A lot of times people ask me, you're like, how do these things happen? When I tell them a story about, you know, how God did something or how he brought things together. Tonight you are witnessing. This is just one, you know, just one radio broadcast and one place that Mr. Powell is visiting and is the guest. He's been the guest with many others. But for us, this is that God moment where things are brought together that are of God's design that have a direct purpose, and we're very excited about it, extremely so, because we know and we can actually see through our spiritual vision here down along the way where this is going and how great that it's going to be. And here we are at the beginnings, the grassroots of this. You know, Jesus said so many times that we get to be participants, partakers with him, partakers of his glory, partakers of his inheritance, partakers of everything that he has and is. We're joint heirs. Tonight, New Beginnings Radio has the distinct pleasure of being partakers with Martin Powell as he has obeyed the Lord and has produced and done all of the necessary work to bring to us both the gold and the silver talents. Dr. Martin Powell is a lover of God's Word. He's a world-class musician. He's a pastor. He's an author. He's a businessman, and he's also a TV host. So do you think he's busy enough? He has plenty on his plate. After winning international prizes, he gave up a career as a classical soloist. By the way, he played the clarinet. I saw the video on the website. Yeah, you need to check it out. He was great. I was a musician myself. I played the trumpet. And, you know, musicians appreciate musicians, so yes. After winning international prizes, he gave up a career as a classical soloist for the gospel. Pastor and a businessman for 20 years in London, he left England in 2010 to be a part of Morning Star Fellowship Church in Fort Mill, South Carolina, where he founded Kingdom Talents, Gold and Silver Investments. Martin also hosts a TV show called Kingdom Matters. Rick Joyner has acclaimed his book, Money Matters in My Kingdom, as one of the best books that he has ever read. So tonight, those of you with New Beginnings Radio, let's give a hearty welcome to Mr. Martin Powell. Mark, just a minute, we'll get you unmuted. Are you there, Martin?
Yes, I am. Welcome, Benjamin. Thank you for inviting me. And hello to everybody listening. So what's the first question you'd like to ask me, Benjamin? Hello? Hello?
It's great to have you on. Yeah, we have a delay, a little bit of a delay between my voice and your voice, and also the volume. I've got my volume all the way up, and I can barely hear you, Martin.
Right. Let me see if I can put it on to speakerphone. Is that better? Can you hear me at all? I can't hear anything. Hello? Benjamin?
Yes, that's a little better.
So you can hear me now?
Yeah, this delay is really messing with us.
Okay, so I'll just wait and for a question, and I'll respond to you, Benjamin.
Yeah, give me just a second. I'm going to dial in on the phone and get rid of this delay.
Okay.
Your meeting ID followed by
praise you, Jesus.
Start reading. Share better. Please enter your reading ID followed by the pound or hash sign. The recording has started. Muted.
Okay, Martin, let's try now. Can you hear me a little better?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, we get an internet problem sometimes when we ring on. Are you getting an echo of my voice?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to... I can't hear you.
Hello?
Okay, can you hear me now, Martin?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm doing a web. Okay, can you hear me now, Martin?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, I have to use two laptops with this, and we had to just shut one of those down to get rid of all that echo and get it over onto the phone instead of on the microphone. So I apologize for the inconvenience. I think we're good to go now. Welcome to the broadcast, and we are excited to have you. So just if you would, greet the people and whatever you feel like you ought to share with us by way of introduction.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I think the main thing is I'm responding to the things that you're talking about, the simplicity of working with the Lord, because everything with the Lord is just about listening and obeying. And one of my things I often talk about is the donkey principle. If the Lord says go left, you go left, and he says go right, you go right. And so I've had a very straightforward, simple life. I've never had a salary in my whole life. I'm 53 now, and I've not ever received a salary. All I've ever done is work for Jesus. And it's just been an amazing walk. I saw all of my life's ambitions coming about by the age of 21. And then the Lord appeared to me in a dream. And he said to me, Martin, this is your last chance. You have to decide right now to work for me or to work for my enemy. Which do you choose? And so I chose, of course, to work for God. And the best decision I ever made. And it's been such a marvelous time. He's taken me all over the place, and I can just say it's been a wonderful life. He told me in 1983 I'd come to America, and sometimes when you get promises from God, that it takes a while for it to happen. And so it wasn't until 2010 that I came here, and then the Lord asked me to be a pastor, and I was a pastor for 20 years, and he took me into business, and he. One of the things the Lord gave me when I became a Christian was a gift of faith. And I used to have great fun with it when I was a young man. And because I just thought you just had to believe things and they would happen. Because that's what the scriptures said. And so it was really an interesting time. And I bought a music store, a three-story building in the middle of London, with no money at all. And the Lord said something really interesting, and I think this is the secret for everything. I said, Lord, I've got no money. How am I going to buy a building? And he said to me, Martin, do what you can, and I'll do the rest. And so I think that's the secret of the bread and the fish and everything. You know, it's the Lord that does things, and we just have to rest in that eternal part of our spirit that he's given us. And the word in Hebrew for eternal, you know, we have that word. It's called olam. And I just think that we have that olam, eternal, as part of our spirit and our being, in our soul. So that when you go into that place of your being, you cease from your works. And then the Lord is able to manifest the works through you. And so we don't have to strive. You just have to listen and obey. So that's how that started. And is there something specific you'd like me to share on, Benjamin?
Oh, well, you're doing just wonderful. I was enjoying listening to your story there. I absolutely love to hear people's journey and their testimony of their faith and how Jesus interacted with them. Because it is totally fascinating, just to me, it's fascinating how that faith works. And I have so many people, you know, they'll say, how did you get there? How did that begin? How do you start something like that? You know, so many people want it, and when they hear other people talk about it, it's just so, you know, it seems so far distant, but yet it's so close by. So, yes, I love it when people will take the time to tell their steps in your key moment. I had a key moment also. You know, when he said, Martin, this is your last chance. I had a moment like that, too, and it was there in 1983, right in the same time frame. I have found many things took place in 1983, for sure. Absolutely. So, yeah, I guess next let's move into the I would love to hear how the Lord actually moved upon you to and gave you the vision of the talents and how that all came about and then evolved into what it is today.
Well, you know, the Lord is just so incredibly, amazingly wonderful. And when I started the music stores in London, we said, Lord, the name of this business is too important for us to give it. What do you want it to be called? And so there was a group of my friends, there was probably about 12 of us, and we were praying away. And the Lord gave a word of knowledge to a friend of mine, and he said, Martin, Lord just told me that the name of your business is Talents. Now that name Talents was for a music business. Well, if we fast forward about 20 years from then, or more in fact, the Lord told me every single year, he said, Martin, you're going to America. Martin, you're going to America. And I'm fairly patient and just listened to it and said, okay, Lord, that's fine. And then I had a prophet come to me in the church I was running and said, Martin, I think the Lord wants you to look up Morningstar in America. So I said, okay, the Lord's been telling me I'm going there to America. And so we sold our house, we sold our business, we sold everything and got ready to come to America. We came to America without a job, without any work to do. And as we were leaving in London, the Lord said to me, Martin, I want you to be my banker. And, well, okay. You know, I've been a musician, I've been in business, I've been a pastor, and it looks like I was being called to be a banker. So I filed that away in my filing cabinet of prophecies. And so we arrived in America, and the first ministry I was given was by a Morningstar. A group of people prayed over us, and one young man said, I can see the word mint written all over you. I said, oh, well, that's interesting. And, you know, I was thought that would be as annoying with the being a banker and things. And so, having a young family here, my son was 8 years old at the time, and my daughter was 4 years old. I was thinking, Lord, you know, I really do need to be earning some money. And I said, Lord, what do you want to do? And he said, Martin, I want you to make money. I said, okay. You know, well, I've been a businessman all these years and pastor, so it seemed quite normal to make money. And so a few weeks would go past. I said, Lord, what would you like me to do? And said, Martin, I want you to make money. Yeah, I know you want to make money. And you see, I'd written a book on prosperity called Money Matters in My Kingdom. And the way it happened was that the Lord said to me, I was putting my key into my door in my home in Chislehurst, Kent. And the Lord said, Martin, I said, yes, Lord. He said, would you do me a favor? And I said, of course, Lord. You know, of course. And I said, what would you like me to do? And he said, I'd like you to write a book. So I said, okay, Lord, what's it on? And he said, prosperity. And I I really didn't want to write on that. You know, I'd like to write on love or faith or something. And he said to me, well, Martin, you've already written most of it in Bible studies and preaching notes. So I did what I was asked to do and wrote it. And so the Lord had taught me a lot about money and a lot about faith. So when I was being told to then make money, it was very much in line of some of the areas the Lord had taken me. And so there was a conference at Morningstar called the Keys Conference, which was a Kingdom Economic Yearly Summit. So I'm in this meeting, and I'm saying, Lord, what would you like me to do? And I said, Martin, I want you to make money. I said, Lord, I know you want me to make money. And then the penny dropped that I was to actually manufacture money. Because, you see, in the Old Testament, the word for money is a Hebrew word called kesef. Now, you see, kesef doesn't mean money. It means silver. That's what the literal meaning is. Every time you read that word, money, in the Old Testament, you're reading silver. And even in the New Testament, when you read the Greek word, argon, you're still reading a word that means silver. All the time it means silver. So the fact that I was to make money was I was to actually manufacture something where the inherent value was in the material and not a promise, you know. And so what was really intriguing is that we prayed some more about it. I said, Lord, what is the name of these silver bullion that I'm going to be making? And he said they were to be called talents. And I thought, well, of course, you know, it's the name of my music company, and now it's to be the name for these silver and gold realms. And we can't call them coins because that's reserved for legal tender. And so I was on a mountain in Raven Falls, North Carolina, and I met this minister from South Africa called Ernie Visser. And he said to me, he didn't know what I was doing. And he said, Martin, did you know that the Lord has told me there's going to be a new economy on the earth? And it's going to be based on the talent. And I said, my goodness, Ernie, I've already started designing them. The Lord told me to make them. So here he came from Africa. I came from Europe. We're meeting in the USA on a prayer mountain, and he's telling me my assignment. So, right, great, wonderful. We started manufacturing the silver talent. And the Lord gives most wonderful designs for them. And on every single silver talent, it has the word Yeshua engraved and hidden on the wings of a dove. And so this side of the coin, we're prying into it. My wife majored in design for about 8 years. So my wife designed it, and the Lord would download to her what he wanted in there. and I helped as well. So we had on this dove is actually in flight, but it, if you look at it very carefully, it's actually landing.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front,
Martin?
Hello?
We have some folks. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. We have some folks that have purchased the talents, and I apologize for interrupting you, but they're wanting a little more description. They're looking for the word Yeshua, and they know that it's in the wing, but could you maybe like help point out to them how to look at the area where that would be found?
Yes, it's actually in Hebrew script, but it's also hidden. Now, it's hidden because these go all the way through the Middle East. We're sending them all around the world. And so, you know, some of these places are quite sensitive, and you can't just send them in with Jesus written all over them. So the word Yeshua is hidden into the dove. And you have to look on the left wing by looking at the face of it. And you have on there the yod. It's like the small comma that's in there on the wing where the feathers are. And next to it we have the shin. And then, of course, you know, the Zayin and the Ayin we have there. So it is a question of just being able to see what the Hebrew words look like. And then, you know, I really ought to get this put on the website. Our website is kingdomtalents.com. But I'm going to put a page on there where people can go and see how to find where it's hidden.
Right.
But in Song of Solomon's, it says, thy name is ointment poured forth. And so every silver talent has an anointing on it because it's engraved into it. And, you know, we've had people come into our office and just burst into tears when they looked at it. One grown man, he burst into tears. He bought $250,000 worth on the spot of these silver talents. And another lady, she burst into tears. I said, why are you crying? And you see, what's happening is that these 12 stars on the front of these silver talents, they're representing the government of God. And the dove is landing. We are in the process of seeing the government of God being set up on the earth. And so this tremendous time period. And so this lady, I said, why are you crying? She said, because God is doing something.
And, wow.
Yeah, I mean, really quite amazing. And I have one minister goes to Israel, and he's giving them out to mayors and dignitaries. And he says, Martin, they cry. They cry when they see them. Because on the back of the coin, it has a picture of the world, the Atlas, because the kingdoms of this world from the kingdoms of Christ. And on the top, it has a picture of the seven mountains and with the morning star and the stars in the sky, because the promise to Abraham has been fulfilled. You know, and we're going to see that the house of the Lord on the highest mountain. And we're going to be seeing in the sky the sign of the return of the Lord. So this is not just we're making a silver bullion round. We're making something for his return. And so when the mint that manufactures them saw them, and remember they're doing this 24 hours a day minting, they sent me an email back and he said, Martin, these silver talents are magnificent. And I sent them an email back saying, yes, they need to be for the King of Kings.
Yes.
This is it. You know, we have to be excellent in what we do. And so,
Yes. And so
this is one of the most amazing parts of this story, is that I was sitting in my office, and this is after we'd done the design work, getting ready for manufacture. And I said, Lord, I know you're perfect. And something is concerning me. And what it was is the fact that the word talent in the Old Testament was used as a measurement of weight. And that weight, the Bible dictionaries tell us, is anywhere from 60 pounds to 200 pounds. Well, I can tell you that both those figures are wrong, because we know that one of the Syrian kings had a crown made out of one talent of gold, and you do not put 60 pounds on your head.
I think not.
But then also, it wouldn't have been one troy ounce either, which is what our talents weigh. And so because of this little inconsistency, I was saying, Lord, you know, I don't feel happy about this. And so I thought, well, wait a moment, let me just look at what talent means in Hebrew. And the word talent is a word called kikar. And kikar has a literal meaning, again, which, you know, from Strong's Dictionary. Now, in Strong's Dictionary, I don't know if you've looked at it, but there's loads and loads of alternative words and meanings for each word. Well, for talent, kikar, there's only one meaning. And let me just remind you that my music company was called Talents. Well, in America, we cannot call these coins because they're not legal tender. The only legal word we can use is a round or a medallion. Well, I looked it up in Strong's Dictionary, and it means a round. And I was astonished, because we'd already made them called talents. Every talent has its legal designation written on it without me even knowing. My music company was called Talents, ready for producing these talents. And I just danced around the room. I was just so
I guess.
At how wonderful God was.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we've made hundreds of thousands of these silver talents now. And they're going all the way around the world. And then the Lord told us to make the gold talent. So that was the next one we made. And we made the gold talents in 1 ounces and 1/10 ounces. And I love the design of the gold talents. Because when you look at the front,
it's impressive.
The Lion of Judah. And the Lion of Judah, it says victory, dominion, because God has come and is claiming his dominion on the earth. And engraved, hidden in the mane of the lion, is the word Yahweh, so Jehovah. So we've got that tetragram there engraved into the lion. And the back of the coin. Now, what I didn't say on the silver coin, on the silver talent, it says lift up your eyes across the middle on the back. And that is about lifting your eyes up to those mountains to see the sign of the Lord's return, to look at the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. And so when we're designing the back of the gold coin, my wife was saying, what is the words that go across the middle? And I would say to Janet, the Lord would tell us. And a couple of weeks later, she'd say, Martin, what are the words? And I said, Janet, the Lord would tell us. And so we got the picture on the back of the gold talent. Again, we had the atlas of the kingdoms of the world and the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And above it, we have a river that's meandering into the ocean, because the knowledge of the glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. And then you have the sun rising as we're coming into this new period of time with the Lord manifesting his kingdom here. And so again, Janet was saying, what are the words that go across the middle? And so we were sitting in our kitchen, and I said, Lord, what are the words? And he said, very clearly, he just said to me, the light of the world.
And wow.
I just cried, and my wife cried.
Perfect.
We both just
sitting
crying, because, you know, that light of the world is going to be reigning.
Yes.
It's coming about. So, you know, it's we're having a great time, you know, doing this for the Lord, because it's, do you know, one thing he said earlier on, which reminded me of a vision I had once. I was in a church, and I suddenly had this vision of an American aircraft carrier, and it was coming into port. And I was standing on the dock, looking up at this huge, huge ship. And what came across me was how immensely powerful it was, and the power as it came into port. And I was looking at it, and on the deck, I saw some deck chairs. And so I said, Lord, what is this? And he said to me that the aircraft carrier coming into port was the end times. That they were perfectly timed. Everything's timed to the second. When one of these warships come in, there is nothing that can stop them coming in, and they have to be so perfect. And the power and the immensity behind it was such. The Lord said to me that that these end times, nothing can stop it. It's all according to time, to the second. And so I said, Lord, what are these deck chairs for? Because it seemed a bit incongruous. And he said to me, that's for my kids.
Wow.
Because, you know, he's just been gracious to us to allow us to partake in something that he has planned from the beginning. There is nothing stopping it. It's immense power controlling it. And, you know, when we look around the world and we see the things that happen, happening, God's planned it all. He's planned everything. You know, we have nothing to be concerned about. We can just sit there and just do our part, which God's got for us, the works he has for us. And so that's really how I see these next few decades with God. Is that there's going to be a lot of turmoil going on, but we just could simply have to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he's going to be like a father, just allow us to be part of it. He doesn't need us to be part of it. He's just going to be gracious to us.
Mm. Absolutely, absolutely. I love that vision. I've heard you tell that before, and I can see myself sitting in one of those deck chairs in the light of his love and the warmth of his love, you know, while the world, everybody out there is like, oh, no, what's happening? yeah, perfect peace, and I love the analogy of that. You know, I've had the experience of seeing these giant ships come in. If a person hasn't seen that, they don't realize the size and the power, and how when these things come to port, it's a pretty important operation. It's not a little thing; it's a really big thing. And this, with Jesus is coming, is absolutely the same. Absolutely the same. And this tonight that you're sharing is so timely, because here in America, you know, and even in our world, we're seeing economic collapse. We're seeing a lot of breakup of the nations. We're seeing the power of wickedness and evil that's standing up in the face of God and the judgment that's coming there and everything. And yet, in the light of all of these things, and even at the very same time, simultaneously, the Lord is, just like you just described to us, is saying, walk in peace. Walk in peace. You have nothing to fear. And that's one of the things we've been trying to convey. We've been asking God to help us to convey that peace, that those of us who are part of New Beginnings and are walking with the Lord in that way in the kingdom, that he will give us that kind of peace as all of this raging takes place around us, and it seems to be escalating even now. And, yeah, you can look around. I tell people there's a painting in the Smithsonian. I don't remember right now off the top of my head the artist. It's a famous painter. I would say who I think it is, but I might be wrong, so I'm not going to say. But it's a painting that was shown to me a number of years ago, and it's a real simple painting. It's a painting of a field, a large river, and another field and pasture on the other side of the river. And the farmer has all of his cattle on a barge, a raft, and he's in the middle of the river, and the wind is kicking up, and the storm is kicking up, and so it's pretty tempestuous out there on the water. And yet, and the eyes are the size of silver dollars on the cows. They're, you know, they're scared. They're like, oh, no, what's going to happen? And the farmer is calm. And underneath the picture, the title of the picture is Just Changing Pastures. So, yeah, we are in the process of just changing pastures. And he said when we go through the waters that he would be with us. And he said that when we went through the fire that he would be with us. Absolutely. That, yeah, I'm fascinated with your story. Like I say, I love to hear people's testimonies. I have one small question. I've heard you describe the talents before, and your wife and how she designed and all. And then one time you mentioned the little dots. There had to be exactly 100 of those little dots around the outer edge. Is there a story or a reason involved in that? I would love to hear that.
Oh, that was when my wife was designing them. The Lord said that he wanted those dots to actually touch each other. And that each of those little dots as they went around, you know, we had 100 for it to be perfect, 100%, but it's the people and the unity of the people, the unity of God's people being on that. So that's the story behind those little dots, yeah. So every little part of the design the Lord gave my wife, it was very interesting.
When we... in recent years, we've had gatherings, personal gatherings. We went many years, many of us have gone many years without even knowing if there were any other sons or daughters of God. We were in the wilderness, what we say our wilderness journey. And then God started bringing some of us together, and we started actually having physical gatherings. Most of those gatherings were from 7 to 12 people. And it seemed after a few of those, we realized that it was some design and purpose of the Lord. But one of the things that we did that came about in those gatherings where we formed a circle and we intertwined our arms, you know, one on the shoulder, the other intertwined the arms and completed the circle around about, just like you're describing this with the dots on the talent. And when we did that, we began to do that in the gatherings. We had the most incredible experiences. We had the most incredible spirit to come down in our midst. We had the most incredible love. Just the warmth is was like liquid honey to flow in those gatherings. So after a couple of times of that, that was the first thing we went for. we were absolutely, we wanted to enter into that presence and enter into that type of love. And the Lord would begin to speak to us, and many other things would take place in that circle once we were connected, as you just described. Once we were touching, once we were actually physically intertwined together. And that's where this with New Beginnings Radio, we call it the network, that it's one weaving, one cord, the cord of Christ, interwoven in each and every one of our minds and hearts, the weaving of the Lord, a network.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I find something really interesting because it's how each joint is knit together that causes growth to the body. And so we have that scripture, and I remember this is an interesting testimony because we were in the an upper room on a very large table having a meal, and I was actually talking about that verse about that whatever part does, whatever joint, it's the ligament that's knit together, that when every one of us does what we're called to do, it causes growth to the body. So it's not evangelism that gets people saved. It's when the body is functioning correctly, it causes the growth through the evangelists. And so when I was reading this, I said to this group of people, there was about 12, I said, God can get somebody to ring on my doorbell right now to get saved. And as I said that, the doorbell rang. So I went downstairs to find out who it was. And, I mean, you'll understand why I won't forget this testimony when you see what happened. Because what happens, I open the door, and there's a 6'2" black man standing outside of my door, completely naked.
Wow.
I mean, doesn't that happen every day?
This is in London. No, that would be quite startling.
And so he says to me, is this the place you come to get free of drugs? Is this a drug rehabilitation center? I said, no, it's just a private house, but we can help you. And so I invited this man in, and we were going up the stairs, and I was going to get him some clothes from the bedroom for him to wear. And so I just said to him, you know, having just said God can bring somebody to press the bell to get saved now, I thought, well, I'd better follow through on this. So I said to him, what would you need to give your life to God right now? And he said to me, I would have to see him. So I said, okay. I said, well, that's what he's asked for. It's a little bit tough, but let's go for this. So carrying on up the stairs, and then he turns to me and says, or see his presence. I said, okay, well, that's a little bit easier, I think. And so we took him to get him dressed, and then I brought him into the main room where we were having drink to eat. And I introduced him to everybody and said, well, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask God to fill the room with his presence so this man can give his life to the Lord. And so I just said, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would fill this room with your presence. And the room filled with a cloud, and the man fell on his knees and gave his life to the Lord.
Wow.
And I think all of that comes from us being knitted together. When every part of the body is functioning, it causes growth.
Yes.
For love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it does. Fascinating story. Fascinating story. You know, these are the kinds of experiences that come when you're walking by faith. And see, what does it say? That the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth, and it came out of your mouth, and then it was at your door. Wow.
Yeah.
My. It's amazing. So we're talking about connectivity here, how God is connecting things, and this is the time for things to come together. And we've been talking about breakthroughs, open doors, and, you know, out in other circles, they use the word positioning. I don't use that word much. I use it in the sense of God's design and how he leads us according to his purpose in our lives. And there to come into his purpose in our lives, many times, just like Martin and myself, we were confronted at a point back there years ago where we had to make a decision. And many people in the network, many what I call the core members of this network family, have had that same confrontation. They have given up jobs. They've been listening. They've been praying to the Lord. I tell everybody on this broadcast, you know, what I share with you and what the Lord has me give you here, take it to him, see what's for you, see if it carries weight, if he gives you the witness, it's true or not, and ask him to lead you. And I told him about stepping out, emptying ourselves of the old, the past, to be able to enter into the new and to be filled with the new. And there are many individuals that are doing exactly that right now. As a matter of fact, many are standing on a threshold, and it's, let me describe it this way. It's from a movie, the movie Castaway, where Tom Hanks was on a deserted island. He tried to get off of the island, and there was a barrier reef. And the waves coming from the barrier reef were so strong that his little raft couldn't get past them, and so it was like a prison. He was in prison there. He couldn't overcome the barrier reef and the waves. And that's what many of us with our current lives and the lives we've had in the world trying to break through that barrier reef. We have many individuals, some of these that I talk with personally on a day-to-day basis, that are standing by faith in there when there's nothing to stand on, and they're waiting and looking for that breakthrough, that opportunity where the Lord's going to break them through like this barrier reef of the life that they've had and the subsistence and provision and whatever, to break free out into the open sea where that they can begin to enter into the Lord's provision. And I've been trying to share that and encourage different individuals, because it's a precarious position when you're waiting and nothing's happened just yet, and you're just standing completely and totally by faith. And we have individuals that are not just, they've not just been standing for a few weeks. It's been months, and some even a year or some years now, been standing completely by faith and following, looking for that breakthrough that will take them outside of the realm of this natural world and bring them into this realm of the kingdom where that God can begin to fulfill their purposes. So tonight, as you share, that's one of the main things that was my purpose, that others could hear someone besides just Benjamin talk about breaking free and walking in this type of a flow of the Spirit, and how natural, just how natural that it is, that it's not really of effort. It's not something you have to really struggle or strive with. You just merely have to, as you stated in the beginning of this broadcast, is be humble, be willing, listen, absolutely listen, but obedient. That obedience is what the Lord is looking for.
Yes, I mean, obedience is the key. It always is the key. And, you know, one of the things I teach on in my book is faith. And, in fact, if anybody would like to go to kingdomtalents.com, they can get a free chapter of the book just through signing up for the newsletter. But on faith, I felt very much that the church had been teaching it slightly incorrectly. And what I mean by that is that often we talk about Greek having more words than the English for particular words like love. But in faith, it's the opposite way around. In Greek, we only have one word, and in English, we have two words that we use. And this is where the confusion is because in English, we have believe, and we also have the word faith. And so I really want anyone to understand this concept, because as a pastor, if we teach people that what they pray, believing they will receive, we're making a mistake, because in the Greek it says that whatsoever you desire with faith, you will receive. Now, I want you to understand the difference between belief and faith is the difference between counterfeit money and real money.
Absolutely.
Counterfeit money looks the same. It smells the same. It can feel the same. But there can be no... there can be no authority and no power. So when we look at the word believe, just think about how the world, you know, I would have people come to me and say, Martin, I've prayed and I've believed for this healing and it hasn't happened. You know, or my auntie's died. And, you know, you have to either tell them they weren't believing, which is, you know, a difficult thing to say, or, you know, that there's something else wrong. And this is what is wrong is this: you can believe that the world is flat, and you can believe you come from a monkey, but just because you believe it does not make it so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And now, next thing which I think is really interesting, the Lord said to me, he said, Martin, did you know there's an animal that uses faith? And he said, Martin, I want you to guess what it is. And so he had me guessing for nearly half an hour into an hour, well, it seems like that to me at the time. And so finally I said, Lord, I don't know what it is. What is it? And he said, Martin, it's the bat. Now, think carefully about the bat. It can't see very well, so it sends a signal out. And so it's using like a sonar. So what that does is the bat is actually using two scriptures together, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So when the bat hears that sound bouncing of an object which in the invisible, it actually substantiates the invisible. Now the next verse we use is that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when the bat sends out the signal, it hits the object and it bounces back. And when it bounces back, it knows what it cannot see.
And so,
I mean, I could not put that together. You know, God
right.
had to tell me that. It had to be revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
yes.
put that in the chapter on faith. Because, you know, when we're praying for things, we're praying into the invisible, we want to hear what God is saying about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because faith comes by hearing.
Yes. Folks, here on New Beginnings, what I would like to put out to you right now, what Martin's talking about is his book, Money Matters in the Kingdom of God. I don't recommend very many books. There is quite a reading list that I have recommended, but I would recommend not only is this about the talents, not only is this about the kingdom in the sense of, you know, God's finances or anything like that. It's basically the building blocks. He actually starts off with a scripture there from Proverbs about wisdom and how that wisdom hews out her seven pillars. So I would recommend very much that you can go to the website, kingdom-talents.com, and check out the website. Look at everything. Look over the website in general. There are some absolutely gorgeous pictures there of the talents. You can scrutinize those for yourself. You can copy that image, blow it up, whatever you want to do, and just really look them over. They are wonderful, and they're beautiful. And then, as Martin suggested, you can go to the place where the book is on the website, and if you'll sign up for the newsletter, you can get the chapter of that book for free. And I would recommend a lot of, you know, just as a starting place. In the next broadcast or two, unless the Lord changes it, I'm going to be talking some. Since we're looking at the breakdown and the collapse of economics and things in our world, I'm going to be emphasizing and talking more about kingdom economics and kingdom finances and how things are going to look there, and how that the Lord is, as he's leading us out of the one, he's absolutely leading us into the other. So it's not like we're going to be lost in limbo wondering what to do. It's no mistake and it's not coincidence that Martin's on the broadcast tonight, and how that God is taking him from place to place and from program to program to get this message out to God's people everywhere. Martin, if you would, just give a little bit there about the website. You have the thing about the IRA program. You have a TV show, and you have probably some other things that I'm not touching on. I've already announced that we are an affiliate of Kingdom Talents. We do have on our websites the Age of Ages Network.blogspot.com. That right at the very top on the left is a Kingdom Talents emblem. You can click that image or right-click it, and it will take you to the Kingdom Talents for New Beginnings Radio. We are an affiliate, and that will give the affiliate as New Beginnings the credit for your purchases and whatever you do there on the site. We also have it on the NewBeginningsNetwork.com website, and it's also on the Network Trading Post website. Those are active. There are several of you that's already talked with me, and you've already utilized those, and you're already very familiar with it, and you're just doing it. You're already there. And it's been people are very pleased, Martin. They're very pleased. The website is working very well. They have gone on and ordered some talents, and they were amazed how quickly they came and the expeditious manner in which that all of that transaction had transpired and everything. So everything is up and running really well right now. But just give us a little bit now, maybe in the some information that the IRA program is available. We'd love to hear about your TV show and what that's about, and then maybe some projection, some of your vision as to where we are now and where all this is going.
Right. Okay. Well, certainly on the website, I mean, we have a number of different things there. We have some great references and people who've done business with us. General Boykin is one of our clients and gives us commendations, and Rick Joyner and a number of other servants of God. And so, you know, that's on the website. The IRA program, you know, this is a way of getting out of the markets. You know, with the IRA program we have, it's very easy to do, four simple steps. And you don't have to have any penalties, and you don't have to pay any tax, because the normal IRAs, we just transfer the money into it, so it doesn't, because it doesn't get into your hands, there's no taxable event. So we're finding that's a very useful program for people who want to be out of the markets at this time and to be into the gold and silver. And, you know, people have got different risk tolerance. So, you know, as I say, I had one banker came in and he bought $250,000 of silver talents, and he took them out of his IRA and paid the penalty because he wanted them in his home and he got a safer home. But one can avoid that by them going into a depository in Delaware called IDF, and therefore there can be no penalties, no taxable events. So that's the IRA program. And the TV show, we've done six shows so far, and we call them Kingdom Matters. And it's in a way, it's a mixture of the word money matters and also kingdom talents. So it's a mixture. We have Kingdom Matters. And on that, I do a lot of teachings from the Money Matters book. But what I'm going to be doing is just going into other areas of the kingdom to be able to look at. I mean, when I was a pastor, I used to look at people's lives and think, well, how come, you know, what is going wrong in their lives? Why are they not getting the success that they should be getting? And one of the things I noted was for a lot of people, it was down to imbalance. And so I said, Lord, I can see imbalance in people's lives. Lord, how many main areas are there of a man's life? And the Lord said to me that there were seven. And so I said, Lord, okay, but can you confirm it to me in your word? And so he said to me, he said, Martin, turn to Proverbs 9, verse 1. I turned to it, and it said, wisdom hath built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. So I said, well, Lord, that I can't be a much better confirmation. And so he proceeded to show me what the seven areas were. And very quickly on that, I mean, we have seven areas. The first one, if you're going to build your life on this earth, and you want it to last and be successful, the first one is very obvious. Seek first the kingdom of God. And that's where it starts. And for each one of us, you know, that has to be the intent and the motivation of our heart. You know, why am I getting up this morning? Is it because I want to build my own kingdom and my own business? Is it because I wanted to build my family in the government? Well, the first thing has got to be to seek first the kingdom of God. And so, you know, there's a whole lot of things that go into that, whether it's just our daily Bible reading, our studying, our prayer, our fasting, our, you know, working with other members of the body of Christ, you know, whatever it is that is seeking first the kingdom. And then the second pillar, you know, is like the first one. It's that is of righteousness. You know, it doesn't matter how clever you are, what sort of great businessman you are, what type of man of God you are, You can't let your righteousness slip. You know, and this, sometimes you see what happens is that you can get great men of God who do amazing things of God, and they get tired or worn out. And when you're tired and worn out, you know, sin can try and creep in when you're not looking. It can just, even into the emotions or relationships or attachments you have. You know, when John tells us to beware of idols, you know, he's not talking about, you know, little statues running around, you know, that we can bow down to. But there's these little things can creep into our lives where, you know, ambition or something of that nature can get in the way of our relationship with God. So that second pillar of righteousness and holiness. And the third one we have is our work, what we do in our day, in our daily lives. You know, we have to work. What is it you're calling to me to be? You know, we know that calling God has for us. It doesn't have to be in the normal ministries of evangelist, pastor, prophet, you know, teacher. You know, it can be a mathematician or, you know, any type of work, a cleaner, whatever it is that God has called you to do, that's your work. And these pillars, they all work together. And next one we have is money. Money is a really important pillar in your life. You know, every one of us, we have bills to pay, whether it's for our housing, whether it's for our for school, whether it's for our cars. You know, every Bible costs money. Every ministry costs money. Every radio broadcast costs money. You know, money is a pillar in our lives. And, you know, when you look at money and you see how God, how people use their money, you will see what type of person they are. I think as often we said, you look at somebody's checkbook, you'll know what type of person they are. And so the next one we have is our health. You know, and then our families, and then our leisure time and rest. Now, these seven things, I'll say the others quite quickly, because I want to just talk a little bit about how people get imbalanced. You know, it's like the circus game where you put the plate on the pole, and then you spin it, and it's working well. Then you get another pole, and you've got to still give attention to the first one. Until you finally got seven plates that are all spinning perfectly. Now, you can put too much time into the kingdom of God. Now, that seems a strange thing to say, but it says, seek first the kingdom of God. It doesn't say seek only the kingdom of God. And so when you have men or women of God and they're giving themselves for the gospel, and they can find themselves in a position where they feel that money is distasteful or it's not important, and then there's problems because their family can suffer, and the children, they may not get their shoes or the clothes they want or the medical aid they need. And so you find an imbalance where, you know, especially in missionaries, where they go out and they're 100% into seeking the kingdom, but some of the other necessities not being looked after. It creates this imbalance in the structure of their lives. And so we get the opposite in businessmen who spend all their working life is too much. They're putting too much time into work. And so they suddenly turn around and they realize they haven't seen their children growing up. Or, you know, they put too much attention into money. So it's all money and not the kingdom. So the ranges of imbalance go across every type of person, structure, business, ministry. You can just look into these things to see where the imbalance is. And that's what causes great ministries to fall, where men can be really on fire for God and then, you know, and then fall. You know, because of imbalance. So that's one of the shows we do on the seven pillars of wisdom. And so, again, I've called it Kingdom Matters so that we can go from any type of part of what the Lord wants to teach on. I've seen myself primarily as a teacher in these things, because I joke sometimes and say, well, that my special guest today is going to be the Word of God.
I like that.
It's the Word of God where the power is. It's the Word of God where the authority is. And this is a lovely thing that happened to me once. It's one of those moments, a man came into my office at Morningstar, and he said to me, he said, Martin, I was asking the Lord the other day, I was talking to him, and I said, Lord, what is your opinion on a particular subject? And you've got to just remember this. This is wonderful. The Lord said to him, I don't have opinions.
Mm.
I only have truth.
Mm. Right. Yes.
God doesn't have any opinions.
I love it. Yeah, I love that.
That's an amazing statement. And that's the basis of teaching. What does God say? What is God saying? Can you confirm it, Lord? We want to hear what God says. So that's my guest I have, is the Word of God. Before we go on that, yeah.
We'll give a little on the time frame. What's the schedule, or what's the time frame of your shows?
Normally they're half an hour long.
Okay. And what day of the week, or do you have a regular broadcast, or how do we follow that?
We can find them either at morningstartv.org. And
okay.
Under that there'll be a channel called Kingdom Matters. Or the other thing, you can go to the Kingdom Talents website, and we're putting them up on there under where it says TV shows, and you can view the different shows online there.
Okay.
And we're going to be recording some more very soon. I've just been sorting out the details with Rick Joyner on their production team and TV people. So
right.
I'm expecting the next one to be recorded in maybe the next 3 weeks, something like that.
All right.
Going to put out one a week after that.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. And then just as we finish out here tonight, a little bit about what your vision, what you see as some steps ahead. You know, we follow the Lord. He brings the things. We don't make it happen. But I know He's given you a little vision or maybe some perspective. Is there anything you can share with us as far as the days ahead?
Well, in September of last year, the Lord said to me, we're going to have another year. And then after that year, the end is going to come very quickly. So I think we're going to see a lot of acceleration from September this year. So I think we've got a little bit of time for preparations, and we need to get everything in order, everything ready, and then get ready to hold on. And we have interesting times.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And we
sometimes
do feel with...
Sometimes people say to me, when is the best time to buy gold and silver? And I just give them one answer. I say, well, when's the best time to get fire insurance?
Before the fire, yes. Absolutely. There's no time like the present. That's what I usually tell them. Yeah, do what you can do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a little saying, you know, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can.
That sounds like God.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We are looking forward to this year. Like as I say, there are those in the network. We've been moving in small steps in purchasing silver talents and things like that. This year, we do see much more coming together. We do see some doors opening. We see some steps being connected and some different places being connected. And we really, we do have a vision that we're going to be able, that all of us, we have a We have a vision of provision from the Lord and blessing from the Lord. And he's given us some instructions, some very explicit instructions as far as to the gold and the silver, and to prepare and to do what we can. And yes, we're in a 90-day frame right now until the end of March, 1st of April, that he said it would be a time of change, much change. And like you said, acceleration, actually kind of setting things up for this year, 2016. And then as we go into summer and as we move toward that September date that you mentioned, we're all seeing that same date also. And everybody is really looking to the Lord for his wisdom to help us to do anything and everything we're supposed to do in preparation before that date comes. Because we're not only cognizant of our own preparation, God has made us very cognizant of preparing for others. And that's one of the biggest things in our minds, to prepare for others. So he told us very plainly, Martin, just like he does with you and I. He told me, he says, you're still way too much about your own self. Get out of it. You're way too much about yourself. Get out of it. Yeah. You got to start thinking more about others. You've got to start thinking about their welfare. He said, I've got you. I've got you. I've got you in the palm of my hand. There's nothing going to happen to you except it goes through me. Now start letting this overflow, let this begin to pour out to others. And that's happening. We call ourselves sprouts, like seeds that God's called together. We've begun to sprout. We've been planted in good ground. And as these sprouts come up and begin, we're beginning to see the kingdom sprout out. And, well, all over this nation and other nations, these sprouts are coming out. And it's a growth. As they mature, these that are just beginning, they're also sharing with others. And you know how that goes. Out of 10 people, you might get 2 or 3 that you can talk to that will listen, that are open to it. And then the others are skeptical or just curious, or either they just don't want to hear it at all. But we, nevertheless, we sow the seed. We're putting it out there to promote this with the kingdom. And we're going to be very much sharing in every way possible with the talents. It's just huge. This is one of the largest things that the Lord has brought in the structure of the kingdom, this with the talents and then the number of people that he's connecting. So, yes, I believe that we're going to see acceleration in the kingdom. I've always told the folks in the network that it starts with God. And what you see out there in the world is trying to play catch-up. They're always counterfeiting or trying to imitate or catch up with what God's doing because he's so far ahead of them. So our attitude is try to keep your focus completely and totally on Jesus and don't be distracted so much by the other. We have absolutely enjoyed thoroughly having you on tonight. I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to be on the broadcast and to share with the folks and let us get to know you and get, us likewise, get you where you're a little more acquainted with us. And we're looking for some big things ahead, whatever God will, we're very simple. It's whatever God puts in your hands, do it with all of your might, with all your strength, and with all of your soul. So that's just the main agenda. And we'll be visiting the talents. We'll be checking out the TV show and things. And we'll definitely, one of the things that I can tell you with this listening audience, they're prayer warriors. And our prayers will be with you to undergird you in all of your efforts and the things that God has given you to undertake this year as well as in the days ahead beyond that. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's a distinct privilege to meet you and to have you on the show tonight.
You're welcome. You're welcome, everybody listening. It's good to meet you, brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. Folks, we are saying goodnight to Dr. Martin Powell of Kingdom Talents, who's been on the broadcast. This will be recorded, and it will be available. And Martin, I'll send you a link to this recording if you want it for your own personal purposes or whatever. You'll have a link to it where that you can actually go to Start Meeting and you can actually download this recording, or either you could just go and listen or whatever. But I'll send that link to you. We're going to We're going to take a break, folks, and when we come back from break, we will finish out New Beginnings broadcast tonight, and as usual, we will end in prayer. So, Martin, if you would, as we, right here before we go to break, would you just close out your segment of the broadcast with a short prayer?
Dear Father, I just thank you that you care so much for us. And I thank you that the Lamb was slain to receive riches. And because the Lamb was slain to receive riches, we don't want that Lamb suffering and us not receiving what he has painfully given for us. And because of that, Lord, I pray that you would release to us wisdom and knowledge in our minds to understand the provision that you have made for us so that we can reach your world. And I pray and ask that wisdom and knowledge for each one listening in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Martin. God bless you and good night. Folks, we will take a short break and we will be right back.
To record and finish out our broadcast. I don't know what's going on with the whole music there, but I never did hear it come in. Maybe some of you heard it kick in, but I never heard it kick in at all. But thanks again. I want to say a great big appreciation to each and every one of you that came on the broadcast tonight and for Dr. Powell and everything. An amazing gentleman, absolutely a gentleman in every sense of the word. Amazing experiences and amazing testimonies about how that God brought him to America and actually established him in setting up the kingdom talents, the design of those kingdom talents, as well as to not only the design of the kingdom talent, but get them minted, actually get them out there. And then, as he shared with us, there's been hundreds of thousands of these talents that have begun to spread worldwide. Folks, that is huge. That is really a very, very significant, very big thing, very important event in the kingdom of God. So, you know, for people, if you're looking for, you want some kind of proof positive, you want to know that the kingdom is real, or you want to know that God is real, or you want to just see some kind of physical evidence of something, you know, if you're one of those like Doubting Thomas, you know, he said, I want to touch it, I want to see it, I want to know it personally myself, one-on-one. This with the kingdom talents is that kind of a witness. It's that kind of evidence. It's an amazing, absolutely amazing part that God is doing and bringing together. And of course, the biggest thing that I do here on New Beginnings Radio with all of you is to give you these evidences and things, mainly for the encouragement. Many of us are still coming out of the world, coming out of situations. We're being emptied. We're being changed. Our faith is being stretched beyond the limits. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you are facing financial matters right now that are beyond your means. Some of you are looking for open doors. Some of you are looking for breakthroughs in areas that's going to make a way for you. In other words, a pathway where there is no pathway. Yeah, so these type of broadcasts, even though, you know, it's informational a lot and faith, a lot of faith building and everything, just to show you that this is real, this is tangible. You're not just like the disciples. You know, over there, he wrote, he said, we haven't followed cunningly devised fables. These are not myths. They're not fairy tales. This is not something that just blew in, you know, the latest fad or the latest craze, and it's not something that's going to blow out tomorrow and just leave us like standing there wondering what to do or where to go or anything. And you see, one of the things that I enjoy so much with people like Martin when they come on the broadcast, you see, is about relationship. You know, that's one of the largest things, one of the biggest factors in New Beginnings Radio. Back when we started with Rooftop Radio, that many of the listeners, one of the biggest impacts that we had was that you could have, an individual could have such a personal relationship with God, with Jesus, to, like Martin said, that he would just speak to him and he would speak back to him and have a conversation, and he could hear and receive instruction and have various things actually take place in his life. And that type of relationship is what each and every one of us, you know, are striving to build and to increase and go deeper and deeper into that relationship, so that we get to a place, absolutely get to a place. And instead of standing, let's say we're standing on the brink of disaster, you know, financial or economic disaster, instead of standing there and like, God, where are you, and why aren't you doing something, and why aren't you helping me, and why aren't you fixing things, and what's the matter, you know, why isn't my faith working, I need something, don't you know, don't you see that I'm drowning here? Instead of all of that, actually reaching out and saying, Jesus, what do you have for me? What do I do? What's the next step? Where am I, and what's the next step? And then the Lord actually speaking to you, you hearing it and following in his direction and in his wisdom, you see. So many times we bring our wisdom to him and ask him to certify it. Ask him to make happen what we desire, or to save what we want to have saved, you know, by way of, you know, don't let me lose this, or don't let this happen, or don't let this crash. You see, it, that's why we use this word called submission. We come before the Lord, and we come to God, and we submit ourselves. And, you know, that's why, Benjamin, here on this broadcast so many times, I use a little descriptive thing about that we think we can get it right. You know, we've been taught, be all you can be, achieve, set a goal, achieve that goal, take charge of your life, you know, all these kinds of things, where in reality, we should be yielding our life completely into the hands of God. And as we do that, we come into a relationship, you could say a covenant if you want to, a contract if you want to use that word, but we come into a relationship whereby that He begins to guide us. And the only way, see, I flew a small plane years ago, and you have two sets of controls in an aircraft, you know, and if you've ever been to driver's training, like the children, you know, our children in high school that take driver's ed, there's two sets of controls in that car. And we want to have the controls rather than yielding those controls to the Lord. And we talk about it a lot of times in the sense of letting go of the steering wheel of our lives and letting God have the steering wheel and following and walking with Him in obedience. One of the greatest scriptures that God ever gave me, and it didn't stick the first time, folks. I told you I was a case study. I was a little hard-headed, stubborn. He had to bring it to me over and over, and He still brings it to me from time to time. You know, I reach out once in a while, try to take hold of that steering wheel too. And it's in Micah, yeah, chapter 6, verse 8. He talks about, He has shown you, O man, what is good, what's acceptable. All you have to do is walk humbly with your God. Yeah, yeah. And it says, execute mercy and judgment. In other words, be merciful and forgiving. Run to that first of all, but don't let it overtake or overwhelm the justice of a matter. Execute, be willing to do the hard thing sometimes, even though it hurts. Execute judgment. Execute mercy to the nth degree. Save it, fix it, do whatever you can to avoid that judgment. But if it comes right down to it, be willing to execute judgment. This simple little walk that we have with God. And that's how our lives are ordered. And it does have an order. I don't know. I'm looking maybe Sunday night when we come together. I have a lot that I'd like to share, picking up on this with the talents, picking up on kingdom finances, picking up on, you know, we're seeing, like I was sharing with Martin, we're seeing the breakup of nations. We're seeing the breakdown, the collapse of economies. And then we're seeing evil and darkness absolutely rebelliously standing up, confronting God and the judgment that's coming in light of that. So our world is in a tumultuous, in other words, it's just great upheaval going on in our world. And we want to have some broadcasts where that it's about as stepping into the kingdom. You know, as we stepping out, and we are, you've got to kind of, so much you see is the world's caving in on us. If you can get out of that mindset that the world is caving in on you and see that God's got you and He's leading you out of that collapse and everything into the security of the kingdom, that's what we want to start talking a little bit about. We want to get into that mindset, the way we think, the way we follow, in the sense of money as well. You know, the money matters as much as anything else. God has an order in all things. It doesn't matter what it is. There is an order. And that order will work in perfect harmony when we bring those areas of our life into the order that God ordained all the way back at the beginning. And that's, you'll hear me from time to time on the broadcast, I'll mention something along the lines of back to the basics of life and back to the basics of God. You know, the natural, everyday, what it takes to live, and then back to our spirituality, where our spirituality began, the essence of it, what maintains and how it continues indefinitely. Our spirituality in the sense of our walk with God and in the sense of our walk with each other. Remember that Jesus, also, He stood upright before God His Father, and He also stood upright in the favor of men. Absolutely. So don't come before God and put all these things out here. We can't come before Him and say, oh, look what I did and everything else. He's going to look at our neighbors, the people around us, and He said, well, what do your neighbors think about you? Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one for sure. Absolutely. Oh, my. But we have had we've had a wonderful broadcast. I wanted to give Martin his freedom. I know this man is full of Jesus. He's just full of Jesus. And given an opportunity, you know, Jesus flowed just in all of the things that he shared, all the different areas and things. I felt led, that he was led of the Holy Spirit and the things that he shared tonight. So please get the recording, go back and check this out and listen to it again. There's much there in what he shared. I particularly myself really enjoyed as he began to share about faith and believing and the difference between the two. That really stood out to me. How about you? Yeah, faith and believing. I love the analogy that he gave, you know, like money and counterfeit money kind of a thing. Yeah, it's all of that together. So let's take all of this as usual. Let's take it before the Lord. Let's ask him to seal it up. And as I always share on the broadcast, you personally take this entire broadcast before the Lord and ask him about it. Say, what about these kingdom talents? Lord, what about this with me and me personally? You know, what do I do? What does this have to do with me? And let God, not Benjamin, not Martin Powell or anybody else, but let God absolutely show you why and where and all that goes with it about this with the talents and this with the kingdom and where it pertains to you. Give you a clear vision, give you a clear understanding of exactly what it's all about and how it comes right down to your door where you live. He's the only one that can do that. I can put a lot out there, but ultimately he has to bring it home to where you live and apply it in your life in the manner and in the way that each and every one of us so desperately needs. Every day, that direction, every day, that purpose, that divine purpose that we were born for. Every one of you, I tell you all the time, you're silver and you're gold. You know, these are tangible, precious metal kingdoms and talents, these gold talents, these silver talents. But you see, you're living epistles. You're living talents. You're living sums. You're living circles, rounds. You're living completions of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. You're the true riches. You're the true gold and the true silver of the kingdom of God. Don't ever forget that. Don't let anyone, no matter who they are, ever tell you otherwise that you are not God's gold and silver. We are jewels that he takes up. We're the jewels in his crown. We're precious in his sight. Very precious. So much precious that he shed his blood on our behalf. So let's take it to prayer. You there where you are and me here at the mountain in North Georgia. Let's go to before God and just ask him to seal up this broadcast for each and every one of us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you and we thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to have Martin on the broadcast. Thank you for the opportunity to listen and hear from a fresh source, a fresh fountain of your water, your word. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to digest it, you know, drink that in and get the good out of it. Digest it, drink it, let it saturate us, let it go throughout our being, the words that he shared and the testimonies and things, and give us courage, give us strength, and give us a whole lot of steadfastness. The ground, literally, the tectonic plates of the earth and the ground underneath our feet are beginning to shake, and you told us that we were going to go through a shaking. So as we do, keep us firmly under your wings, keep us firmly next to your heart, hold us tightly. Tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray specifically for those in Oregon. I pray that the Spirit of God be exalted and not man. I pray that the truth be lifted up as it's already there. The greatest effort is to lift up truth, not in condemnation, not to beat somebody else down and not to try to be mean or hateful, but to exalt truth as the standard of a nation, as the principle, the foundation of a people, as you told us, that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Father, all of these things, I pray that it would, what's happening in Oregon, what's happening across the United States, that it would stir each and every one of our hearts to return to you in every way, to get serious about our spirituality, serious about the truth, serious about our daily lives, serious about who we are in you, and serious about this land and where we're going and what you're taking us through and all of this that pertains to the kingdom. I pray, I lift up every one of those souls. Father, not only, I pray for the FBI. You know, we look at government, we look at the powers that be so many times with hateful spirits like, oh, there's such evil, there's such darkness there, and there is. But Father, you said, pray for your enemies and do good unto those who despitefully use us. So Father, that kind of love, that kind of peace, I pray that each one of us would have that. I pray that it would come from you and flow into us, that we would not, you know, owe any man except to love, just like you told us. That's a hard thing to do. The times we're living in are very difficult. It's much easier to lash out. It's much easier to be angry. It's much easier to stand up and shout or just rant about the conditions and where things are. But Father, you showed us that the battle is in our prayer closets. If we will come into that prayer closet, if we will set aside time, if we will make a place for you in our lives, you will fill it. And if we will come into that place and come into that closet with you and begin to cry out to you, we will begin to see the fruits of those prayers. And we're already seeing the fruits of the prayers that we're praying. Father, I pray not only for the thing in Oregon, I pray about the world situation, this economic. The stock market is the collapse, the uncertainty, just you could go down the list, one thing right after the other, the shifting of powers, the shifting of nations. You're right in the middle of that. And Lord, help us not to be distracted. My prayer is that we'll have a clear eye, that we will see a clear road ahead for each and every one of us, and it's that road that leads us into the kingdom, into your where you are, into that which you are bringing about and not the world, not to be afraid. I pray that every person that hears this broadcast, their hearts would be established in you and that it would cast out all fear. I pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Folks, thanks for coming on again. It's been a great night. I absolutely love listening to Martin and talking, and each and every one of you, those of you that talk with me on the phone, the emails I get, and the text messages and everything, they are so encouraging, and they absolutely just really, really get it going with me and with everyone else. So this is Benjamin. We're signing off tonight and saying good night and God bless. Are you there? I don't know that anything's wrong. What's happening? I can hear the background music with you.
Yeah, but you're not on there.
I didn't ever come back on?
No.
Wow. Well, I finished out the broadcast. I just finished the prayer.
No, huh? You never. The only thing that's been on here is music. Your voice was never heard. Everybody was waiting for you.
Really?
Sandra is call over and said, Benjamin's just on break. He will be back. Sandra says, okay, in and out helping mama. So I thought, well, something's wrong here.
Yeah, I on my end, I can't hear you for the music.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll stop it.
Okay.
See, my controls are not working. Yeah. No, I came back on and everything on my end was working. I had the sound bar and everything, so it might have just been the wall.
I can hear you talking over the phone here on the screen now.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to
disconnect.